experience is undeniably valuable, often saving you time, money, energy, and heartache. When you know a person's true intent, you have the power to control the situation, or at the very least, not be taken advantage of. There is no greater ability than consistently and constantly making the right decisions in life. Remember, though, your decisions are only as solid and right as the facts that you base them on. You will learn how to get at the message beneath the words, how to know what people are thinking when they don't say what's really on their mind. A former client of mine put it best when she said, "It's like having a man inside their camp, an outpost in their head." In an ideal society, there would be no need for lies or for this audiobook. But we live in a world of deception. And whether you want to play or not, you're in the game. The question is, do you want to win? In romance, you need never play the fool again. In business, you'll get the upper hand. Wherever and whenever you deal with people, you'll have the tools to come out a winner. What's in this audiobook and how to use it? I'm what is affectionately referred to as a hired gun, a specialist in the field of human behavior. As a board-certified hypnotherapist with a PhD in psychology, I represent corporations as well as private individuals and offer a type of leverage that many high-paid attorneys, top-notch accountants, and seasoned executives cannot. Too often we miss the meaning behind the message. As you know, people don't always say what they mean or mean what they say. This audiobook focuses on the truth and how to get at it. To be an effective negotiator, you must use many strategies and techniques, all of them relying upon the accuracy of the information you're given. The answers you get from the world's most powerful supercomputer are worthless if the numbers you give it to work with are wrong. We often forget how easily facts can get lost in a conversation, negotiation, or interrogation. Abraham Lincoln is said to have posed the following question: how many legs would a sheep have if you called its tail a leg? 4, explained Lincoln, because calling its tail a leg doesn't make it one. While people lie for many different reasons, their lying rarely benefits the person lied to. And there's that one undeniable truth about lying. Everybody does it, but nobody likes it when it's done to them. It takes at least 2 people for a lie to be effective, one to offer the lie and one to believe it. And while we certainly can't stop people from trying to lie to us, we can keep them from being successful. This audiobook is divided into 8 parts, each of which explores a facet of lying. The innovative techniques in this audiobook will help you figure out if you're being lied to. If you are the victim of a deception, they will assist you in getting at the truth and in gaining control over the situation. Many of the examples in this audiobook are drawn from personal relationships and business situations. Certainly, most of us can identify with these scenarios. Part 1. Signs of Deception. This audiobook picks up where others leave off, going well beyond observing body language clues. The first part offers a catalog of 46 clues to deception, divided into 7 sections. Some of the clues involve the fundamentals of body language, while others use more advanced techniques and processes, such as psycholinguistic emphasis and neurolinguistic choice perception. Each section concludes with a summary for easy reference. Part 2. Becoming a Human Lie Detector. We often fly blind into verbal combat. That is to say, we usually think of the questions we should have asked 2 days after the battle is over. This section offers a specific game plan to detect deceit, detailing exactly what to say and when to say it. This sophisticated system involves choosing from a variety of scripted sequences, each from a different psychological angle. Each script includes a primer, an attack sequence, and silver bullets. Part 3. Tactics for Detecting Deceit and Gathering Information in Casual Conversations. Now, what about those times in casual conversation when you think someone might be lying to you, but a full-fledged interrogation is out of the question? This section provides phenomenal techniques for gathering more information without being obvious. You will also learn how to